Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The meat industry of the United States has been shaken by the explosion of fake meat. Go into your favorite fast food restaurant and you can order a burger that's not meat. It tastes like a hamburger, I guess, but it is soybeans and peas and who knows what. Beyond Meat is one of the companies selling the plant-based burgers, and the company's stock is up fourfold this year. The meat industry is fighting to stop their new competitors from using the word meat. It's not meat. The dairy industry doesn't want to hear the word almond milk either. We got something to chew on here now. The battle has just begun. And here's some good news. For years, we have been told, well, red meat's bad for you, and processed meat must be avoided. And now we have a new scientific review by a respected team of regulators, and they report that the connection between red and processed meat and cardiovascular health and cancer risk and other health outcomes is not clear. The evidence is not there to recommend that we reduce our consumption of red meat and processed meat. The scientific community is divided on this issue, we know. Consumers will be confused. But I'll feel good when I order my steak and bacon burger tomorrow. Some other positive news is that the United States Trade Representative Lighthizer, Japanese trade envoy, they signal a new bilateral trade deal. The agreement will give the United States agriculture equal access to the Japanese market that was negotiated in the Asian trade deal that President Trump pulled the United States out of. And now President Trump called the new pact with Japan a game changer for farmers and ranchers. Trade talks with China this week, okay? Optimism is not what it could be. On Monday, President Trump blacklisted 8 Chinese companies. U.S. will not sell them products that they use in surveillance of Muslim minorities in Western China. Our action is not going to be a positive step for trade negotiations. China has been buying more of our soybeans and pork in the last week or two to warm the atmosphere, and now we have poured cold water on the meeting. I still hold out some hope. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.